Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 504. The word Kedusha can be defined in two seemingly opposite ways. The first is based on the Chazal's words, Kedoshim Tiyu, Perushim Tiyu, which means to be separate. The second one is based on the concept of bonding and connecting. For example, when it says, V'kidashtem, go to the people, V'kidashtem Hayoimu Mochar, and Rashi explains, it's the Indian of Vizimantem, a preparation and bonding to be prepared, ready, and fully focused to bond with the Torah. Jichinu atzma hayoyim mocha, to bond with the Torah. So how do you understand these two opposite aspects of Kedusha, which one means to separate and the other one is to bond, but they're the same concept? The idea is to focus on drawing closer to Hashem. That's the bonding aspect of Kedusha. And distancing ourselves from the external matters, that is the separating aspect of Kedusha. So when Hashem is telling us to be holy, Kedoshim, as two definitions, the same idea. We have to do both. On number one, separate and distance ourselves from everything that hinders, that impedes, that holds us back from our path to Avodas Hashem. And that will engender our bonding with Hashem and with the mitzvahs. We see the same concept of Kedusha in regarding a husband and a wife. A husband is mekadesh his wife under the chuppah. He says the words, Hareyat mekudeshes li. You are kadosh, consecrated to me. That means we're going to be married and we're going to become one. Tosfos HaRosh and Kedushin Daf Beis talks about it. That mekudeshes li, Miuchedesli, Muzumenesli, is like the Pasik V'kidashtem Hayoyim Mochar, that there is a yichud, there's a connection, and through that connection, she becomes usher to everybody else. So this is the idea of making her exclusive to him, just like when you are Magdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, it's exclusively for the Beis HaMikdash. Here, your Kala is exclusively to you. She becomes separated from the world and becomes bonded to her husband. So you have, again, the two opposite points. Kodesh, then, symbolizes something that is exclusive for a specific purpose, excluding everything else. That is the foundation of Kedusha in a marital relationship. And these two aspects of Kedusha define the act of Oina, whether it's holy or not. Number one, Tzniyus. Number two, unity. Mitzvah Oina is an act which the couple is separated from the world. Why are they separated from the world? Because it's an intimate act. It's a private act, exclusively seen and known to no one else other than the couple themselves. But because of that, or yet despite that, or because of that, it works together, that act brings about their unity. That very separation of isolating themselves from the rest of the world and make it a truly private act. Tznius. Tznius means no one else is in present or aware, and it's very much just the couple themselves. When they unite, they bond, they form a deep loving connection. So separation and bonding are the same concept. The act remains concealed from the world, performed without any foreign interference. It's purely the husband and wife themselves, with the Shekhinah being there. That achieves the pure oneness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So what is the connection of modesty and unity during Oina? Rashi says that Kedusha is dependent on performing the act of Oina modestly. We're going to talk about what modest means. It doesn't mean that there's no desire or no sexual pleasure or an openness there or being active. That's not that doesn't contradict tznius. We're going to talk about that later, and we mentioned it before too. But there is a concept of tznius, of recognizing that Hashem is present and you're serving Hashem. So that's what it means. Rashi and Nida Ayin Amid Beis V'Yikadosh Atzmei B'Shas Tashmish L'Shamish B'Tznius. The Maral also acts, because Maral says on this, that because it's a physical act, so it's it's not intrinsically, you could say, there is a lack of holiness on the fact that it's physical, but when you sanctify yourself with tznius, then it is not physical anymore. The tznius is kedusha. Ki im mekadosh atzei b'tznius, if he's mekadosh himself with the modesty, einin nechshav chomri, it is not corporal anymore. It's not physical anymore. Ki atznius hu kedusha. This is the Maral in the Siv Atznius Perek Aleph, which means that the more intimate it is between a couple, the less mundane the act of Oina is, the stronger connection between them will be. And thus the goal of Oina is achieved, and the result is Kedusha. So Tashmish, when it's done, Shaloi B'Tznius, this is in Shar Precious of the Maral Perek Aleph. If it's without Tznius, which we're going to define, then Hu Maisa Behema, it's an animal act. Like an animal has no tznius. But the mekadosh atzmo, if he does it the right way, then the maisa becomes tznius and it's elevated. The holiness of the union is also depending on the strength of their unity. The Vilna Gaon says that the concept behind being sanctified during physical union is to remove yourself from the nine midos that we discussed earlier. Those midos are a great obstacle to achieving holiness. And holiness is to combat those nine midos, which we explained. The idea is like this, that those nine midos create a distance. It's selfish, self-centered, not out of the connectivity and true love between the couple. But being holy during the act demands the exact opposite of that, to increase love, to increase unity, to build a deep bond. That creates the Hashras Hashkina in their home. The Bach mentions, in Reish Pei, the Bach mentions that Hashras Hashkina is a direct result of what? Of a deep unity between a husband and a wife. That is what it is. Laharois Ahava V'chiva, does the Bach in Reish Pei, to show love, And that's a simen, lispashus or kedushas hashchena. It's a simen to the spreading out of light and the kedusha of the shchena. That is the idea. The idea being, again, that it brings unity, bonding of together, the separation from the whole world. That's the separating aspect of kedusha, the bonding with one's own wife and husband. That's the bonding aspect of the Aina. And we see that in Zohar, it's brought down as well. And I'm going to explain it like this, based on brought down in the Reishis Chachma, Shar Kedusha Perek Tezayin, the Lashon Kodesh translation. Bo yirei, come and see. Bizman she'adam nimtza bezivug echad. When a person is in unity, Zohar Nekeva, male and female, husband and wife together, or meskavenli kadosh kediyos, and they have a mind to sanctify themselves as it should be, oz hu shalim, then they are one. They are whole and they are one. V'nikra echad b'li pigima, they are one without any defect whatsoever. The Aina, done properly, makes them echad b'loi pigima, one without any defect whatsoever. Lefikach, therefore, tzarech adam l'sameach es ishtei b'is ishah. He, the husband, the man, must make his wife happy at that time. L'hachin la, to prepare her. B'ritzayin echad ima, to be in one will with him. V'yiskavnu shneim ke'echad adav ahahu. And they both should focus on the same thing. Okashen entzom shneim ke'echad, and when they're there together as one, oz hakoyel echad b'nefesh v'guf, then they are one both in soul and in body. And then he says, if you didn't know marry, it's you're separate. And when you connect Zohar Nekeva, you become like one body, you're like one union, and you're like one person. You all do become literally like one person. Now, Rav Chaim Vital says even more. He says that by Zivig, the Shechina and rests only when one who is married, because one is whole. The essence of their unity is when they are sanctified in marriage without enmity. And with one heart, quoted in Lashon Kodesh, the Ikar Achdusam Hu, the purpose of the unity, is Kishem Eskatshem is Esa Zivig, when they become could have a kedusha at the time of a zivug, beli sinua, without any type of distance of dislike or anything as such, ella belev echad. They are there as one heart. So then that's with simcha and with full focus. So the Gemara makes it this point too when it says that, like we talked about, again, not a halachic statement. If someone should talk to a Mayra, a Rav, pertaining to a couple where it's beneficial for them to have relations by the day because they're more rested, it's the better time for them, you need to ask a dayan, you need to ask, it's a halachic question. So remember that as I'm saying this. We're not making a halachic statement here. We're making a hashkafa statement now. And the hashkafa statement now is that though it's preferable not to engage in relations during the daytime, but it is praiseworthy in a certain sense in the fact that there's more focus rather when you're very, very tired at night and you're just going through the motions. As Rashi says, because if you go overboard with that and you're exceedingly tired, like in a sleepy way, you could lead to the point of one of the nine midos. While by day you're alert and they're together in with an alertness and less tiredness, it's better. But again, halachically, you need to ask a shaila. The Rif goes even further and says that a husband taking his time to arouse his wife to the mitzvah is a positive thing. And it's part of holiness itself. It's a chelik of kedusha, which again is an amazing statement, because generally speaking, we believe, from looking from the outside, that this is the opposite of kedusha. Kedusha is the opposite of sexual pleasure to a large degree, and we have a hard time putting the two together in our minds. But the Rif says this. Not a stirat tznius either, as we're going to explain. But again, a husband taking his time to arouse his wife sexually, to give her pleasure, is a positive thing, and it's part of kedusha in and of itself. Thus is kedusha. And that is really the pella. And it's something that really shouldn't be a pella, but it's something that very few people, a lot of people have trouble handling and understanding. Mesechtes Kala, Perek Beis, another fascinating statement. You want to have children at Ascharim, Bali Taira, Yeshamish B'maisav, the Yefate es Ishtay Ledvar Mitzvah, seduce your wife to do the mitzvah. What does seduce mean? My Yefate, what does it mean seducing? Le'ahava, to love her, or Le'chashka, and desire her. The lechashka is fascinating. What do you mean lechashka, to desire? It means physically, sexually. But that's part of the yefata, and it's part of the mitzvah, and it is part of holiness itself. Now, it doesn't explain in Mesechtes Kala, the words itself, why ahava and cheshik, why love and desire are so significant. But the idea is very simple, because when they're focusing, this is the element of Kedusha, of the bonding aspect of Kedusha. When they're focusing only on each other during the union and having love and desire for each other during the union, then they perform it with oneness, with a complete oneness. The Rabbein Yoin is saying basically, V'yachshav ishtai, thinking just about your wife. The Rabbein Bechai says again, Kedusha zu, this Kedusha, he tahara samachshava, thinking exclusively of your wife, and a wife exclusively of her husband. And the Maral saying similarly, the idea of the yud and the ish and the hey and the isha of Ischabris, and when they united in this physical oina act, yesh kan shem yud ke, this is Maral Gvuras Hashem Perek Mem Gimel. So you see from here, ki eschabrus be'achdus gomer yesh be'mayla kedusha l'kus. It has a high oneness to it in the most unbelievable way. So holiness is a result of a deep unity. And we all could achieve this. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us yat d'shmaya to achieve this. We need to daven for it and strive for it the right way. Bracha v'atzlacha.